I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're working from Washington, D.C. Is there anybody else? I mean, I guess the media, this horrible, hateful media we've been come to. We're here working in Washington, D.C. Well, do you know who else is working here in Washington, D.C.
Who's
right
that?
Now? Our friend Jake Tapper.
Jake Tapper,
CNN.
Tireless worker here in the nation's capital, anchors CNN's The Lead and State of the Union. Thank God someone's still left here to keep the lights on, Jake.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Your initial reaction, are you surprised that Kellyanne Conway got this gig in the White House? I actually thought she was going to sort of go cash out and campaign, take up the mantle of being a successful campaign manager for other campaigns and sort of, you know, get the big paycheck.
Well, you know, the thing is, she did a really good job with him, with Donald Trump, and she does seem to be something of a Trump whisperer, where she can nudge him in the direction she wants. And you know, our reporting indicates that, you know, he wanted her to be press secretary, but she held out for a bigger job with a better title and more proximity to him, and she got what she wanted. Apparently, it sounds like she's going to be a special counselor to the president. So good for her. Good for her for holding out. I was kind of confused, I have to be honest, when I heard he wanted her to be press secretary, because she was his campaign manager. You don't go from being a campaign manager to a White House press secretary. You go to be a senior counselor or a senior advisor in some role. So good for her. She held out for what she wanted.
But don't you think, Jake, that this will give her the flexibility to continue doing the media? You don't often see the press secretaries of the White House going on. You see them every once in a while, but they're mainly addressing the press there in the West Wing. Won't you think this will allow her to continue to defend his position points out in the media, going on shows like yours and others?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. It's basically just a formal White House role for the position she has now, where she provides strategic advice to him and then also is the face of the White House and on the Sunday shows and the cable shows, et cetera. You know, that's good for him. I mean, to be honest, I mean, I thought, you know, for all the spokespeople he had around him, she was one of the most effective, if not the most effective. And often when she has four kids under the age of 12, and hopefully this will allow her to be in charge of her own schedule a little bit more than if she had some official office that she was in charge of.
Okay, well, a little tongue-in-cheek, Jake, let me let you in on it. This is the reason why women like myself and her have kids and why we have this job, so we don't have to do all the laundry and have to keep up with the kids. This is actually a lot easier. Wrangling politicians is easier than handling four kids under 10 years old, I promise you. Now, yesterday, Donald Trump came out and he did a version of a press conference and talked about how him and President Obama talked 2 days ago. There is obviously a powder keg. There's a lot of things going on right now over in Russia, in the Middle East, in Syria, and President Obama is about to actually hit Russia with some new sanctions on this. Do you think that it would be helpful for national security that the president and the president-elect had a little bit better communication? We're talking on a daily basis. It's obviously, this is going to carry on well past Inauguration Day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the better, the smoother the transition, the better. And, you know, from what we've heard from the White House and from the president-elect, the transition has been pretty smooth. But obviously, this Russia situation has thrown something of a wrench in that, just because President Obama is inclined to believe the intelligence agencies unanimously saying that Russia was behind the hacking, playing some sort of role in the election, some of them saying for a specific purpose to help Trump, others saying just to undermine democracy. But whatever the reason, all saying that Russia was behind it, and the Trump transition team not accepting that. That's obviously a real issue. Now, I don't know if that means President Obama ultimately, you know, puts in these sanctions and then President-elect Trump comes in and undoes them, or what.
Yeah.
But, that's a rough patch in what has been, it seems, a relatively smooth situation.
It is an interesting question, though, Jake, and I know that you study these things and politics through history. Oftentimes, you'll see an outgoing president in his final months do some pardons, do some other executive actions. We just saw the president do the Arctic oil drilling thing. That's what we're used to. But when it deals with sanctions against a country in the final month, as a new administration, especially an administration from the opposite party, is forming and getting in. Is there a precedent for that, for a huge national security policy for the outgoing administration?
I can't think of one right off the top of my head, but I'm not sure if he's talking to sanctions or some sort of response, some sort of cyber response to what Russia did, according to the U.S. intelligence agencies.
Okay.
But no, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. But on the other hand, usually the president-elect is a little bit more quiet about policy before taking office, letting the outgoing president have his or her, or I guess only his final say. So we are in uncharted waters to a degree.
Excellent point. And the question, did the game change, though, when we had the ambassador and you had the Russian ambassador shot? Did it change? It went from one thing of having elections and interfered with and sanctions, those sorts of things. Now we have an ambassador that was shot. Granted, it was in Turkey. Did the game change in the fact that now we know that they're actually taking and targeting politicians, Russian politicians, other politicians, possibly ours down the road? Does that kind of make are we now kind of moving to that next level?
I don't know. I mean, the Russians are suggesting that the West had something to do with the assassination, which the West, obviously, the U.S. denies. Turkey is suggesting that the assassin had something to do with the Gulen, the cleric who's in Pennsylvania, and demanding, again, extradition of him. It certainly has intensified matters. I don't know if it has any effect specifically on the idea of the Russian hacking. And the need that President Obama feels to retaliate in some way certainly complicates things a lot more, though.
All right, Jake Tapper, thanks for joining us. By the way, what's your problem with Love Actually? It's a great movie, great Christmas movie, great acting, great writing, feel-good movie of the year.
Jake,
you could have gone right to the area where we agree. Yeah. And talked about how Die Hard is Christmas movie.
No, agree with that one. That's Jake. I was hoping you'd help restore Larry's man card that disappeared because he hasn't seen Die Hard and thinks Love Actually is a Christmas movie.
What?
Thank you.
I don't even know what to say. These are shocking things. I would say the thing about Love Actually is great stars, compelling shot, and every single lesson about love in the movie is a horrific lesson. Emma Thompson stays with the cheating husband. The other guy just falls in love, is infatuated with a woman. He doesn't even speak her language. There's no the British guy goes to the American Midwest just so he can have as much sex with as many American girls as possible. There's no actual love in the movie.
He's got a real good point there. I just want to point. He's actual point.
I'm
there.
Sorry. I just can't believe I'm getting beat up like this from these icons
you deserve
of
it.
The American
you
political
absolutely
media.
Deserve it.
First, Bill Kristol threatens.
You really haven't seen Die Hard?
I've never seen Die Hard, Jake.
It's a great movie.
Well, you know who? All right, fine.
Yes. Just accept it. First phase of this is accepting, Larry.
Happy holidays,
it's a
Merry
great
Christmas.
Movie. I don't know what to say.
Happy Hanukkah, Jake.
I'm not
Jake
saying
Tapper.
It's bad.
You enjoy it is all I'm saying. Merry Christmas, guys.
Thank
happy
you,
Hanukkah.
Jake.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
An education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.